Amen. Thank you, Miss Gracie. That's a blessing. And I appreciate Miss Kayla on the piano. She has played, the load was on her all day today, and she has done a tremendous job. And so I greatly appreciate that. Philippians chapter number 4 tonight, if you would take your Bibles and turn there. Philippians chapter 4, in just a moment, we will read verses 4 through 7. On Sunday nights, I have begun a series on basically about prayer. Last Sunday night, I began with the topic, it all begins with prayer. And really, a Christian life is really your prayer life. You can measure your Christian life by your praying. And if we are people of prayer, we are people who walk with God. But tonight, I want to talk about praying with thanksgiving. I believe a great part of our praying is that we pray with gratitude. We pray with thanksgiving unto God. In fact, if you look at the life of David, the man after God's own heart, I will tell you what you will find. You will find a man who thanked God in his praying. If you look at the book of Psalms, you will find David's gratitude, his thanksgiving to God, comes out in the book of Psalms. If you think about Paul, who we will read here in just a moment. Paul was a man that in his letters to the churches was praising God, giving thanks unto God. So throughout Scripture, there is a theme that runs throughout the Bible that people who are men and women that love the Lord and walk with God are people who give thanks in their praying. So tonight, praying with thanksgiving. Philippians chapter 4, let's begin in verse number 4. The Bible says, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Well, that's a great verse, is it not? There should be a peace, there should be a rest about our life that everybody can see because the Lord is at hand. He's near. We read on in verse 5 or verse number 6. Be careful for nothing, or the word there means anxious for nothing. But in everything by prayer and supplication, what's the next two words? With thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now, every word in the Bible is there for a purpose. There is not one word, no matter how small or seemingly insignificant it may be, it's there on purpose, for a purpose. And the Bible says that when we pray, it should be with thanksgiving. Those two words are often overlooked in the Bible. In fact, it goes on to talk about the peace of God. I believe this, that without thanksgiving in our praying, there can be no peace. There can be no rest because the Bible says that we are to be careful for nothing. Now, by the way, anxiety, we all can be anxious over things, can we not? We can be filled with fear and filled with worry, but the Bible says be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. God says it has to be with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God, and God says, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. The story is told of a missionary who was on the mission field and he was seeing little results to his effort, to his labor on the mission field, laboring and working to reach the people with the gospel of Christ. And he was pretty discouraged. He was pretty defeated in his laboring. And one day he thought about this verse with thanksgiving. And he began to realize that in his praying, he was not praying with thanksgiving. In his praying, he was not glorifying and thanking God for his blessing. And it changed and revolutionized his life as he began praying with thanksgiving, and it changed everything. This morning I preached on this, thanksgiving or gratitude changes everything. And brethren, there is something special about when we go into the presence of God through the Lord Jesus Christ, our mediator, that we pray with thanksgiving. So may God help us tonight. You know, true praying is praying with thanksgiving. There can be no true praying without gratitude to God, without thanking Him. By the way, let us work on something this week. Let us make a point this week that every day that we spend in prayer, and I pray that it is throughout the day, not just a certain time in prayer, but throughout the day that we are praying, that we are taking note to thank God. I mean, to thank Him. Folks, we ought to thank Him for our salvation every single day. We ought never let a day go by that we do not thank the Lord for giving His only begotten Son to die on the cross to pay for our sin debt. You know, we ought to thank the Lord for that. If you have a spouse tonight that is living, you ought to thank God for him or her. If you have children tonight, you ought to thank God for them. If you have the health and the strength, as I talked about this morning, to be able to walk into these doors and sit in a pew and to hear the Word of God and to be around God's people, you ought to thank the Lord tonight. You will have food to eat. Folks, by the way, we are very, very blessed in America. We really are. We ought to thank God for America, that we get to live in a country where there is freedom and that we can preach the Word of God. What a blessing that is. And I'm afraid that we are just forgetting the benefits and the blessings of the Lord. So tonight we are to pray with thanksgiving. In fact, let's take our Bibles, go to Luke chapter number 17. And I believe that our Father is deeply grieved over our thanklessness and ingratitude. He is grieved by it. We come to Luke chapter 17 and we come to a great miracle of Jesus, and we know that Jesus had all power that was given unto Him in heaven and in earth. And we know that He could heal. And you know the story about these lepers that Jesus healed. Now let's look at this. Luke chapter 17 and verse number 11. The Bible says, "And it came to pass as He went to Jerusalem that He passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee." Now, He's going to Calvary. That's where He's going. Says He's going to Jerusalem. Verse 12, "And as He entered into a certain village, there met Him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.' And when He saw them, He said unto them, 'Go show yourselves unto the priest.' And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet." Look at this phrase, "giving him thanks." And he was a Samaritan. "And Jesus answering said, 'Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? What a sad statement that 10 lepers here, that the Lord Jesus Christ, that there's so much in this passage I could preach on it, but it talks about that they prayed for mercy. And aren't you thankful tonight God has had mercy on you? Amen. If you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, God has had mercy, because I'm going to tell you what we deserve. Every single one of us here, we deserve to spend eternity in a place called hell, separated from God forever. But God had mercy in giving His only begotten Son, and God had mercy on saving those of us who have placed our faith and trust in Jesus Christ. But they prayed for mercy. And you know what Jesus did? He showed mercy and He healed them. And in their excitement, they left, but one turned back to give Him thanks. And Jesus made this statement, "Where are the 9? Tonight, I want to use that little phrase, where has been the gratitude in my own life to God? Where has it been? Brethren, I think so often we get so used to the blessings of God that we do not pray with thanksgiving. We are so accustomed to the blessings of God that we do not pray with thanksgiving. Two simple thoughts tonight. Now, this morning I had 5 points. Tonight I got 2. All right, how about that? All right, I'm trying to balance things out there for you. All right. Aren't you thankful tonight? All right. But anyway, number one, thanksgiving comes from meditation on God's grace and mercy. Now, the word meditate is the word that we often don't use today. And what you might think or what the world might think of meditation is not what is Bible meditation. The word meditate is to ponder. It is to think. It is to mull it over in our mind and heart. We all meditate on things. For instance, if you remember the days of 9/11, and I think many of you can go back and you can remember where you were, maybe even where you were, as far as like what was the conditions, the weather, all of that. I'll never forget that day when that happened. You know what? Throughout the rest of the day and for weeks to come, you know what we did in America? We meditated on that. We thought about it. We pondered it. It was almost surprising to us that something like that could ever happen in our country, but we meditated on it. And by the way, maybe you're here tonight and you're going through heartache. You're going through sorrow. You're meditating on it. You're thinking, why is this happening? And how do I get out of this? And can any good thing come out of that? But what we must do in our lives as Christians is to meditate on God's grace and mercy. We ought to think about it. We ought to ponder it. In fact, Psalm 126 verse 3 says, "The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad." Have we forgotten all the things God has done for us in the past? How many would agree tonight that often we forget about the past blessings of the Lord? Would you lift your hand? Yes, we do. We forget about God's blessing. We forget about answered prayer. We forget about divine provision. We forget about His hand of protection. We have forgotten about so much of what God has done for us, and it is wise for us in our praying, if we're going to pray with thanksgiving, we need to meditate, we need to ponder the blessings of God. In fact, the Bible tells us in Psalm 104, verse 34, "My meditation of Him shall be sweet. I will be glad in the Lord." Folks, your meditation of God, if you will ponder His blessing, what He has done for you throughout all of these years, brethren, that will create thanksgiving in your heart. It will create thanksgiving. You know, gratitude always looks back at the past, though it may also take place in the present. You know, we ought to contemplate, boy, God took care of me there and God met my needs there. And by the way, I know of people that have a gratitude journal, a Thanksgiving book that they write down blessings of the Lord. They write down God's provision and they go back and rehearse that. And now that's right. I remember that. By the way, how many has ever maybe looked at some old scrapbooks or old books that you have put pictures in, and you go back and it brings back, as you look at those pictures, all the memories during that time. Would you lift your hand, hold it high? You know what I'm talking about. We have done something in our family for many years now to where every year, at the end of the year, we, of course, in our technology day, we create a photo book. And if you were to come into our house, we have a certain place by the couch where there are many of those photo books like Shutterfly or something like that, to where we take that whole year pictures that we've taken with our phones or whatever it may be, and it reminds us. And you know what I do every time? I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot about that. That was a lot of fun. Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Boy, wasn't God good there? Oh, I forgot about that. Boy, look at that. That is a great thing. Brethren, it is good for us to remember the blessings of God. We ought to meditate on it. Oh, how the devil blinds us to the goodness of God. How the devil causes us to kind of forget. And by the way, is it not true that when we're going through a difficult time, we often forget about the past blessings of God? We just seem to forget about all that God has done for us in the past. We need to meditate so that we may pray with thanksgiving. By the way, doubtless the reason so many have so little faith when they pray is because they take so little time to meditate upon and thank God for the past blessings they have received. I don't know about you, but when God answers a specific prayer in my life, you know what it causes me? I want to pray more. Because, boy, God answered my prayer. And you know what? That gives, what does it give? It increases our faith, does it not? It's encouraging. God heard me. God answered the prayer. And God cares. Brother, there's something very special about that. And when we meditate on answers to prayer that God has already granted us, our faith gets bolder, and it gets bolder. You know, for instance, this is deer hunting season. Now, how many is a deer hunter? Would you raise your hand, all right? We got some of them here, all right? Gracie was singing tonight. Well, she's talented. She can get up here and sing, but she can get in a tree stand and kill deer just like that, you know? I mean, what you see here is not what she's out there in the woods, all right? It's different, okay? And I'm joking, but anyway. But you know, the truth is, I remember the first time I went deer hunting, all right? Very first time. And I'll never forget that day. And me and my son Caleb drove to southern Ohio, and Brother Ed Ewing, now with the Lord, he was the one to teach me how to deer hunt. And I forget, we pulled up there in this cabin, southern Ohio, and he handed me a crossbow, and he said, "Pastor, go out there and shoot that a couple times into a target." I said, "Okay." I shot it. He said, "All right, go up in there and try to get a deer." I was like, "This is great preparation, you know?" And so I'll never forget, we got in that stand just a ground blind. And I mean, I don't know. I'm from Tennessee, you know? I'm used to coon hunting or, you know, whatever, cat hunting or whatever. But anyway, a little different. But we're sitting in there, and we hadn't been there 15 minutes, I promise you. And here comes a deer. And I'm thinking to myself, man, this is easy. This is fun. And, you know, I shot at it, missed the whole thing, you know. I was able to reload and kill that thing. I remember 30 minutes later, me and Caleb came down. I said, hey, Brother Ewing, we got one. He said, "Pastor, you didn't get one. You're lying to me." I said, "No, it's dead up in the woods, you know." And sure enough, we went up there. Man, we gutted that thing. That was not pleasant, you know. And got it all. And he said, "Well, Pastor, there's daylight left. You can go up back up there. You got another deer tag." And man, sure enough, 15 minutes later, same thing happened. I thought, man, this deer hunting's easing, you know. I mean, hey, they just come out of the woods, you know. But you know as much as I know, that's not the experience. But can I tell you what it did? After that day, I was ready to go deer hunting. Man, I'll tell you, it kind of increased my faith in a sense. But brethren, when we pray, and we pray with thanksgiving, and God answers our prayer, do you know what it does? It gives us boldness in our praying. Oh, may the Lord help us. By the way, do you know that your prayer closet is a mirror that reflects our spiritual lives? Prayer is a great revealer. In fact, do you know that prayerless Christians always give themselves away? You can tell when someone has been in prayer. There's a sweet aroma about their life. And this morning, as we talked about giving thanks and thanksgiving, I want to tell you something. You cannot be a person of prayer without thanksgiving. You cannot. Because if you really enter into that time of prayer and worship of God, you will give gratitude unto the Lord. So first, let us meditate on the past blessings of the Lord. Number two, the last thing, thanksgiving ushers us into the presence of God. Now, I want you to hear this verse, and we won't turn there for time's sake, but Psalm 22, verse number 3 says this, "But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel." Now, I want you to listen to that one more time. "But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel." Brethren, if you want to get into the presence of God, you've got to go to His address. And can I tell you where God inhabits? He inhabits the praises of His people. There is something about praise that ushers us into the very presence of God. There is no praying without thanksgiving. And when we are praying with thanksgiving, there's something wonderful about it. There is something glorious about it. Because the Bible tells us, "O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel." God's address, as one commentator said, is praise. God lives in the place of praise. And if you will ever see a man or a woman who is praying to God, and God is meeting with them, and they are in the presence of God, you know what you'll find? You'll find praise. You'll find thanksgiving to God on who God is. Our praying should be laced with thanksgiving. It should be so much of thanksgiving that we are thankful. When is the last time we spent time just in praise and gratitude to God? In fact, do you know that I believe some of our greatest opportunities to praise the Lord are during difficult times? You remember Job in Job chapter 1 and verse 21, where he said, after Job lost his children, he lost his wealth, he lost his health, I mean, lost all of it. What did Job say? The Lord gave, and the Lord had taken away. Remember what he said? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, I'm going to tell you this. I don't know that I can totally understand that. But Job knew God, and Job, he said, God gave me my children, and the Lord took my children away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Job did not say he understood that. Job did not say that that was pleasant to him. Job said, blessed be the name of the Lord. You know what Job was saying? God makes no mistakes. God is faithful. God is good. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You see, praise and thanksgiving ushers us into the very presence of God. In fact, the heart that blesses God through the difficult times is the heart that really understands what it means to be thankful. Oh, brethren, it's easy to be thankful when things go our way, is it not? You and I have done the same thing. We might even say this after some time of blessing. You know what we say? And I say, boy, the Lord is good. Well, folks, God is good no matter what is going good in your life or not. God is good even when things are bad in your life. God is good when you are suffering. God is good when in sorrow. He is still good. And that is where the real test of thanksgiving comes down to. If we only thank God for the good things in our life, then we don't really understand God, nor do we understand praying with thanksgiving. You see, we ought to tonight look up into our Father's face with confidence, knowing that He is working out some purpose in us which could not be wrought any other way. God is doing a work. Job was saying, the Lord gave, the Lord had taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I don't understand what God is doing, but I know that God is doing something. He is working. He is providing what I need. You see, the difference tonight between a godly Christian and any other person is not what they go through, but who they go to. Job said, blessed be the name of the Lord. By the way, tonight, I want you to understand this, and I pray that God can use this. We tend to think tonight, if we could just figure out what God's doing and what His purpose is in our circumstances, although they are adverse, then we could thank Him. Lord, if I could just understand what You're up to and what You are doing, then I would give You thanks. But listen, there is no faith in that. There is no faith in seeing the work of God and thanking Him afterwards. Oh, we should thank the Lord. But true praying is with thanksgiving that we know God is going to do what is right. We are confident that God is going to do what is right. God is not going to make a mistake. He is perfect. He is holy. And in our praying, it is with thanksgiving. Now, I want you to listen to me very closely in closing before we enter into our time at the Lord's table. The test of our faith is this. Am I willing to make that sacrifice of thanksgiving when I don't have the answers? Am I still willing to make the sacrifice of thanksgiving? Because honestly tonight, thanksgiving is a sacrifice that we make to God. It will cost you something. I think sometimes we forget that thanksgiving is a sacrifice. So will we still make the sacrifice of thanksgiving when we don't have the answers, when I don't know the whys of what is going on in my life, when there is no way to make sense of what has happened? Will I say, blessed be the name of the Lord? And the Bible tells us that we are to thank the Lord because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you, to say, Lord, I don't understand what You are doing, but I thank You that You are at work. In fact, we should offer to God, and I want you to listen to me, Lord, I still don't understand why you have made this choice for me. Why these circumstances have come into my life, and I don't know if I will ever understand. But by faith, I choose to say thank you. Thank you for allowing it. Thank you for making these choices in my life. I know that whatever you do is good, and I give you thanks. And you say, preacher, that's not enjoyable. No, it's not. But that is real thanksgiving, to say, God, this hurts, this loss, but I give you thanks. Now, we're not thanking the Lord for what has happened. We are thanking Him because He is the God who is working all things together for our good. We are thanking God because He makes no mistakes. Because I think there are some Christians tonight that you think God has failed you. You think God has made a mistake somewhere. And you will not pray with thanksgiving if you think that. In fact, a part of thanksgiving is the word implies thinking. So thanksgiving is a part of our minds, and that we're pondering and meditating on the past blessings of God. We're meditating on the character of God, and it ushers us into the very presence of God. Now, for us to say, God, I thank you for this. Folks, that doesn't make the hurt go away. There will still be tears. There will still be a sense of loss. But it's giving up that sacrifice of thanksgiving. It is saying, God, thank you that you are faithful. Brethren, I don't care what we are going through in our life, God is still faithful to you and me. In fact, the Bible tells us, even if we don't believe in what He is doing, He is still faithful to us. Aren't you thankful for that? Brethren, tonight, we should be the most grateful people on the face of the planet. You know why? Because Jesus Christ, we are part of His family. In fact, tonight, I want you to remember something in closing. It is very important on what you have attached your gratitude to. Now, yes, should we be thankful for our health? Yes. But let me ask you a question. What happens when you have no longer good health? Can we not be thankful? We should be thankful to be able to come to the house of the Lord. But what happens one day when you are not able to come to the house of the Lord, physically speaking? Can you not be thankful? We should be thankful for our spouse. But what happens if the Lord calls our spouse home? Can we just not be thankful anymore? You see, brethren, we must understand that our true thanksgiving tonight cannot just be attached to things, although we should be grateful for our family, our friends, our church, our health, and all the blessings of God. But it comes down to this one thing. Brethren, we should just thank God tonight that we are part of the family of God, that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, and that Jesus is our Savior. Because you can lose your health, but you'll never lose Jesus. You can lose your wealth and your house, and you can lose your spouse and your children, but you will never lose Jesus Christ. In fact, do you remember when the disciples went out to preach, and they came back and they were so happy, and they were telling Jesus that even the devils obey them. And the Lord said, in this rejoice not, but rejoice that your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Let us rejoice tonight, praying with thanksgiving. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Our Father in heaven, tonight we are reminded that we must pray with thanksgiving. Lord, may we offer to you that sacrifice of praise. May we recognize that really giving thanks is a great sacrifice. But oh God, help us tonight. Deal with us in this service. May we draw nigh to you. May we understand that thanksgiving ushers us into the presence of Thee. Bless this invitation, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand together, would you please?